DOT recently completed a screening process for Gravina access alternatives, which reduced the number of potential options from 15 to 6. Alternatives still on the table range in price from $304 to $23 million. The most expensive option is a $304 million two-bridge alternative that would link Revilla, Gigedo, Panic, and Gravina Islands. The bridge linking Revilla and Panic would be lower and would not allow passage of large cruise ships. The West Channel Bridge would be high enough for cruise ships, but that channel is narrower and trickier to navigate. Project manager Jim Lowell says a second bridge alternative is a single high bridge estimated to cost around $240 million.
The bridge is tall enough to clear cruise ships. Basically, its launch point on the Revilla side is up above Walmart, and then heads across the channel towards the airport and ties into approximately where the rental cars are parked today.
Although the state previously dismissed the idea of a toll bridge, the idea is now back on the table. Ruben Yost is the environmental coordinator for the Gravina Access Project.
In the process of screening alternatives, we determined that in order for the cost of a bridge to be reasonable, it may be necessary to charge a toll. So for each of the bridge alternatives, we're going to evaluate them both with and without a toll.
Yost did not know of any other toll bridges in Alaska. However, the proposed Knik Arm crossing would also be a toll bridge. He could not provide an estimated toll amount.
When you set tolls, there's a balancing act between trying to raise sufficient funds to achieve a particular cost objective, but also if the toll is too high, you actually take in less money because you start impacting traffic volume. So the consultant preparing the supplemental EIS is doing a toll sensitivity analysis, looking at what the potential traffic is and then what revenues could be generated with different fares. And that analysis will be presented as part of the supplemental EIS.
Ferry options range in price from $23 to $91 million. Yost says the alternatives would increase service, but it's not clear just who would provide that service.
Each one of the ferry alternatives that is proposed is a supplemental service that would be in addition to the two boats and two terminals that are part of the current service. And then with regard to who would operate them, it's currently envisioned that it would be supplemental to the existing service and be operated by the borough. But the borough has indicated they have some concern with that. And so before a ferry alternative was selected for construction, there would be an agreement as to who would run it.
The so-called G2 alternative would be the most expensive ferry option at $91 million with the creation of a new ferry service between Peninsula Point on Revilla and Lewis Point on Gravina. This alternative would involve construction of two new ferries and a new passenger terminal on Revilla. A second ferry alternative would cost $83 million. Under the G3 alternative, the state would construct two new ferries that would cross between the Plaza Mall area and Clump Cove on Gravina Island. The alternative would require construction of a new ferry terminal on each side of the Tongass Narrows. The G4 alternative includes two variants and ranges from $23 to $70 million. That option involves new ferry service from Charcoal Point on Revilla to the existing ferry layup facility on Gravina. This alternative would involve construction of two new ferries and a new ferry terminal on each side of the crossing. A variant of the G4 option would provide shuttle vans for pedestrians and their luggage and a heavy freight dock with staging area. DOT is accepting public comments on its scoping document through April 16th. The department expects to wrap up work on the Gravina Access Supplemental Environmental Impact Statement and come out with a record of decision next year. In Ketchikan, I'm Deanna Garrison.